got that button turned on now. Is it right? Good. Here we go. Sometimes I lose focus, and then I don't even pay attention to the sound man and all that, and he's waving at me, and you thought he was waving at you, and all that. Take your Bible, if you will, to the book of Psalms, Psalm chapter number 32. Psalm 32. I'll tell you, we do need more grace, do we not? And whenever you look at it and all of that business there, I'll tell you what we need is that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And I don't know about you, but hell or high water, God's ever the same. It don't make any difference. I mean, He's always the same. And I just appreciate that. And sometime, you know, our joy goes a little bit down, but I want to preach a little while on this subject. When you've lost your joy, check your heart. All right, verse number 11 is going to be our text there in chapter 32. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy. Look at it. Marty Few used to read that, and then he'd go screaming, hear joy, hear joy. Of course, he'd make, you know, loud noise all over the place. But we ought to shout for joy. We ought to shout because we got joy. Now notice who it is, all ye that are upright in heart. If you're not upright in heart, no wonder you've lost your joy. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the Word, and we do thank you for it, how good it is to be once again back here in the house of God. Bind the devil, every demon assigned to hinder, we plead the blood of Jesus over this congregation. Save the lost, lift up the downhearted, set the captives free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, I want to preach a little while. Is that on the fact that if you've lost your joy, check your heart. You know, the Bible said the joy of the Lord is our strength. And no wonder we're just dragging around through life if we're not even happy with who God is, how He made us, what He done when He saved our soul, snatched us as a brand from the burning, when we're in church and out of church and more out than we are in. No wonder that our joy has been lost. In this lesson that you're looking at, you're going to find out is that the Lord can give us joy unspeakable and full of glory, according to 1 Peter in chapter 1 in about verse number 8. And I want to say to you, we ought to be joyful and happy just because we're saved. Every time them girls get up, them boys get up, anybody gets up and testifies and sings the song of Zion, we ought to be happy in the Lord and in the power of His might. And I'm gonna tell you right up front is that the reason why that we ought to be glad is our transgressions have been forgiven. Read the first part of that chapter in the psalmist David. He knew his transgressions were going to be forgiven. He knew that somehow or another that his slate was going to be clean, that God was not going to impute sin to him. And here's a man that's saved by the grace of God. If you're saved this morning, you've got much to be thankful for. And much joy ought to be rendered under your lips and about what God's done for you. In verse number 3 and 4 of this same text, you're going to find out it's because of the fact is that there's a conviction. Now, I want you to pay close attention. I don't want you to lose your place here, but I want you to be turning to the book of 2 Corinthians in chapter 13. And I want you to hold your place over there. We've read it many times, but here's the way that it jumps up, just one aspect of it that we've not maybe seen here too far. In the book of 2 Corinthians in chapter number 13, and I want you to mark your place there, and then we're going to be looking at verse 3 and 4 of what we've got here in our text. Then we'll flip over there to 2 Corinthians. Now pay close attention. In verse 3 and 4, he said, when I kept silent, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture was turned into the drought of summer, Selah. And he wants you to stop and think about exactly while sin will dry you up and wants to destroy you. God's telling this man how conviction was brought upon him, how troubling that God was to his soul until he was granted repentance and granted faith. Now I want you to watch out. When I kept silent, my bones whacked though. How'd you get saved? Well, God began to deal with me. As a result of it, buddy, he began to penetrate down into my bones. He began to make me realize to know that what I needed was by the grace of God. He let me know that somehow or another that he was going to snatch me as a brand from the burning. That's how that it was. Now look over in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, the Bible said in chapter 13, verse 5, examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith, prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, watch it, how that Jesus Christ is in you except to be reprobates. In other words, how is Jesus in you? I can tell you this here, the Apostle Paul knew. I can tell you right now, David knew. I can tell you now, Simon Peter knew. Do you know what it is? Is that if you were to ask David over there, how is it that you know Jesus is in you? He said, because my bones were waxing. God was dealing with me. Now, listen, for people to get up and to proclaim that, well, I don't know when I got saved, if I got saved, blah, 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 something's wrong with that. Something's wrong with that. Now, I'm not talking about you can remember the second, you can remember the day, and you can remember the date, but bless God, honey, you ought to remember the experience of when God passed you from death into life. Do you mean to tell me that you could not know you got born again and that you were passed from death into life and that you were dead in trespasses and sins, but now all of a sudden that God's beginning to trouble your heart and God's beginning to make you realize to know that He's got something that you can't be able to work up and work out by yourself, that He's able by the grace of God to save you and snatch you as a brand from the burning. Now, that's the idea that God has given there, and not only that, but He gave down through the psalmist. This Bible lesson that you're looking at said night and day, the hand of God was on me. I'll tell you right now, is that whenever you begin to look at, you'll never find in the Bible somebody that's saved and don't know when they got it. You won't find that anywhere. What you will find is that there's a lot of people that profess to know Him, but in works have denied Him. You'll find that. But you won't find where somebody got born again and they don't know when or how that it happened. You don't find that. In this lesson that you're looking at, you're going to be able to find out is that you ought to know something, and that if you do know, you'll know how. Did you notice what he said over in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 that we read in verse 5? And know ye how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be a reprobate. I want to say to you, here's a man that's saved by the grace of God, sure of the grace of God, settled, buddy, in the Word of God and in the grace of God. I've been doing this a long time, and I got to tell you, there are some days that I'm troubled about many things, but whom that I have believes, not one of them. When the Apostle Paul says, I know in whom that I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I got to say to you, the Bible said over in the book of Psalm, chapter 144, and you don't have to turn there, but over there in verse 15, he said, happy is the people whose God is the Lord. And I want to tell you something, I'm happy because of the fact that I know He's my Lord and my Savior and so forth and on. Do you know the Bible says over there in the book of Psalm, chapter 5, it's about verse 11, is that He is the reason that we've got something to shout about and someone to shout about. Chapter 5, verse 11 of the book of Psalms said, but let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. You know why? I can shout forever about the joy of God because He gave me everlasting life. Because thou defendest them, and let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. I got to say to you is that one of the reasons why that over there in chapter number 32 in verse number 5, here's the reason why the psalmist David knows that he's born again. He said, I acknowledge my sin. You know the reason why people don't normally get born into the family of God? They're not willing to confess that they're a sinner before God and that they cannot help themselves. He said, I acknowledge my sin. Look at that. And my iniquity, he calls it that. And then he says that I will confess my transgressions. And he says it in the plural. And he says, and thou forgavest me. I got to tell you, I'm glad to know God's in the forgiving business, aren't you? You know, if God were to mark iniquities, none of us would be able to make it. None of us would be able to ever see the light of day in heaven, not one time. But I'm glad God is in the forgiving business. And God's granted repentance and God's granted faith. Now, in this lesson that we're looking at, and don't lose your text, but look over in the book of Romans in chapter number 4, and let me show you that the Apostle Paul quotes some of this that was given way back when. In the book of Romans, in chapter number 4, there's a passage that we ought to look at. I mean, we just got through looking and seeing and knowing how that God is able to save us and give us joy unspeakable and full of glory, knowing the half has not yet been told. But in the book of Romans, over there in chapter number 4, the Bible says in verse number 6, He said, even as David also described the blessedness of the man, unto whom that God imputeth righteousness without works. Listen, if you're trying to work your way to heaven, you're never going to have peace with God. And notice that he said, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven. That's what the psalmist David saw. And whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. I will tell you, God's taking care of the sin deal. And let me say to you that if you will, God's not going to impute it to you and I. You and I don't have to bear the burden, the blame of that. He paid for it on the cross of Calvary when he bowed his head and gave up the ghost and said it's finished. I got to say to you, that's why Paul the Apostle has quoted that over there in the book of Romans. That's the reason why when he wrote to Timothy and said, and I know in whom I have believed. And you know, I don't know a lot of things, but I know in whom I have believed and am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Now look over back, if you will, please, in that text that we've read. And I want to say to you that, if you will, that if you read in Psalms 51, about verse number 12, somehow or another, hell was raging against old David in times and all that. And here's what he said to the Lord, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Not salvation, that's going to be sealed forever, but the joy, you can lose the joy of it. I can promise you right now, you take, buddy, whatever, the hell is raging and the devil's snapping at your heels and flames are licking up at you and you don't know what to do next, I can guarantee you right now it'll affect your joy. Make no mistake about it. But I got to say unto you that if God, if you'll beseech him, God will restore the joy of your salvation. Now, in closing, in verse number 11 of our text, in closing, I want you to look at this right here when he said, be glad in the Lord. And sometimes you just got to rise above everything that's around you and everyone that's around you and get your eyes on the Lord. The Bible said, be glad in the Lord and rejoice. And notice who he said that to, ye righteous. And shout for joy, he says, all ye, look, that are upright in heart. When next time somebody tells you, well, I just don't have no joy, you better check your heart.
Yes,
see? The problem's not going to be anybody else around. The problem's going to be your heart.
Yes,
and I can tell you right now is that whether you can be happy in the Lord or shout or not, I hope you can. But whether you can or whether you can't, it's not going to be anything unto me if I'll just lift my eyes unto him and look unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh, the Bible said, from the Lord. And I tell you something, I wish all of you would shout with me every time and all the time. I wish I could shout with you all the time. Sometimes we can. But you know, whenever it happens, I can do one of two things. I can blame it on each one of you, or I can look in my heart. I say, you know what the problem is? You know, there's a certain amount of people that have this attitude in life. Bless me, Lord, if you can. See? Well, I guarantee he can. And if you want to get your heart in tune with him, you will. You will and he can. And if you don't, you won't. Isn't that something? Hey, it's just like God's not going to knock you in the head to save you. And I realize to know that as we look around us, there's people that are preaching one thing, talking one thing, living another thing. It's confusing, isn't it? See? But I got to tell you right now, I'm glad God was able to reach down and snatch me as a brand from the burning. And not only did he save me, but shame on the devil, there ain't nothing he can do about it. Except if I give in and let him rob my joy. Greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. I wonder, have you checked up on your heart lately? Well, I hope you will. If it needs fixing, God will fix it. All right, let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our Father, I want to say thank you for loving us even while we were unlovable. I want to say thank you for the good songs of Zion that we've heard. Thank you for the time of fellowship, the good lesson that we've learned. Thank you for the Spirit of God to lead and guide and direct us into all the truth. Thy word is the truth. Now bless every home represented here and be with those that could not be.